Let's turn live now to University of Washington professor and KNKX weather expert Cliff Mass, who says the end is in sight. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Good afternoon, and it is in sight.
Yeah, you say on your blog that there's light at the end of this tunnel.
And it's warming up aloft rapidly. There's some places in the South Sound that have already changed over. Down north of Olympia, they're reporting rain. And I think that during the next 2 hours, we're going to start seeing the transition, first in the South Sound and then moving into southern Seattle. So I think rain is going to finally move in. And then finally, as we get later in the evening, it's going to turn to rain. I'm quite sure about that. And the snow will be over. That'll be it.
You wrote that this is a difficult forecast. What makes it so hard?
Well, I mean, it's hard enough to forecast snow when we know it's going to be cold enough. But when we're right on the margin between rain and snow, that is doubly difficult because we have to predict exactly what the temperatures are like in the atmosphere above, and that's not easy.
So the snow that's falling right now, what areas are bearing the brunt of this latest batch?
Well, from right now, from Seattle, from North Seattle down to SeaTac is getting some of the heaviest stuff. And that's associated with this warm front that's moving towards us. That's going to change. As the warm front sweeps in, it'll turn to rain to the south, and then the heaviest snow is going to be north of Seattle. And the snow is going to last a long time, especially if you're up in Whatcom County. They're going to be snowing for much of the evening. So, they're just starting the fun.
Does the melt that we're expecting then, if temperatures climb into the 40s as we get later into the week, does the melt bring worries about flooding?
I don't think it'll be a terrible problem because you have to realize that snow is pretty fluffy. It's about a 10-to-1 ratio, so 10 inches of snow is only about an inch of rain. And so right now, I'm looking outside now, is maybe we have 6 inches. So it's less than an inch of rain. That's equivalent to a sort of a heavy day. So, and the other thing is the snow is not going to melt overnight. We're going to warm up, but it's only going to get into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So the snow is not going to melt immediately. So I don't think the flooding will be much of a problem.
Yeah, and the other thing I always wonder about when we do see the snow start to melt is, of course, when the sun goes down and the temperature dips, and then you have roads refreezing. And we've been telling drivers to be very, very careful, especially at night. And it seems like that's going to be the case for the next few days.
Well, I think we're going to be okay tonight because, first, the temperatures are warming. Secondly, the skies will be cloudy. So the really cold nights we had before, we had cold air above us, and then we had the skies clearing, which let the Earth radiate heat to space and allow things to cool down. That is not going to happen tonight. So I don't think there's going to be any problems about freezing into ice or something tonight. I think we'll go to rain, and it's just going to be wet for the rest of the evening.
And Cliff, you've been watching weather around these parts for a long time, and I won't ask you for the exact data comparison, but how does this compare in your mind to other winter storms you've seen over the years?
Well, it's not the worst. If you go back to 1996, we had 21 inches on the ground in North Seattle. This is nothing compared to that. And listen, we only have to remember a little over 10 years ago, 2008, we had 2 weeks of cold and snow, and that ended up replacing a mayor. This has happened before. There's been other periods, but this is the longest stretch we've had for a number of years. But 2008, it was worse.
Yeah, and you're referencing there in Seattle the handling of snow clearing and how it played a part, at least, in the end of a mayor's administration.
That's right, and they're much better now. They use good plows, they use salt, so the technology of dealing with snow is radically better in Seattle, and you can see the effects.
Well, Cliff, thanks very much for your time.
Sure, take care.
Cliff Mass is a University of Washington professor and KNKX weather expert. He joins us usually on Friday. We're talking to him on Monday, though, of course, because we are seeing the winter weather continue. But Cliff, on his blog and just now, has said that the end is in sight.